Mpumalanga, I'm now joined in by the Regional Secretary of the ANC, Ubabu Folas Bui. He joins us in conversation to maybe immediately gather the sentiments of the ANC following this altercation that has happened now on Ward 29 in the first gates of Mombela in Pinar. And Secretary joins us now. Nopala, greetings as always. Thank you so much for your time. When the ANC learnt of this incident, what became your immediate reaction?
No, really, we were very much shocked because obviously the expectations from our side on our public reps, wherever they are, they should be bringing peace to our communities and trying to intervene where it's so necessary, because what we learned, there were some arguments between families, and our expectations that a public rep from the ANC will be coming in to just mediate between families and bring about peace. So, but to our shock, from what we have heard, that there were some gunshots from our own public rep. So that we're so shocked. And if the councillor or a public rep of the ANC is charged for wrongdoings, obviously the ANC is very clear. The step-aside rule applies. But we are still going to get more information. This is what we are having at the moment. But we are very much clear on the side of the ANC.
Nopala, also just maybe a bit of a clarity on the step aside. I mean, he's currently appealing, or rather, he's currently fighting or waging his war around the bail application process in the Ganyamazane Magistrate Court. Obviously, with that said, he's officially being charged. What do you mean that as the ANC, we are yet to find more details? Because
On step aside, that one is very clear.
Sure.
That if it's officially charged, then obviously it's on step aside.
Yeah.
So I think for now, up until the case is finalized, that's what we're actually saying, yes.
Yeah. But what does it mean in the context of where he's serving in council in the city of Mbombela? What does step aside there look like?
The step aside in the position of just an ordinary councillor is that you will not actually represent the ANC or the council in any public platform. That's what it means. If he was in a full-time position, suppose it was MMC or mayor or chief whip, he was going to actually for now step down as MMC or as chief whip. So it's just an ordinary councillor elected by people. So, but step aside, what it means is that he will not represent the ANC or the municipality in any public platform. That's what it means.
But who's Ohola, Nopal?
No. We shouldn't go there. We are Ohola or whatever.
Yeah.
But is that he's not expected to represent the ANC or the municipality in any public platform.
Yeah, but how long would that be, Nopala? Simply because in the Municipal Structures Act, it states that when a councillor misses about three of meetings in the council, then a resignation or rather a termination of that particular councillor's contract with that council needs to ensue. So how long would this process be? Because I know that the municipality as of next week will be somewhat going on a recess, but I'm not sure if they would be having council sittings ordinary or extraordinary in the interim. And if they miss three, then obviously that puts them in serious waters.
And we shouldn't preempt on the duration of this court case. It may happen that it is concluded within a month or two. That we don't know. So, but what we know from our side is that it's not going to represent the municipality or the ANC in any public platform.
Mm. What then happens to the community of Ward 29?
As ANC, we'll make sure that we actually deploy a PR councillor to represent do the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll deploy a PR councillor.
Okay, without a doubt. Nopala, as always, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.